establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly this morning our guest is Barbara Gattay, and we're going to be talking about fraudulent elections. Now, if you listen to our program as regularly, I start them by saying that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And one of the greatest illusions in America today is the fact we are a democracy, that we elect our representatives, and that we have representative government. It is a perception that 99% of the American people hold, even though there is little or no basis in that. And as we've pointed out repeatedly in the past, you can go to augustreview.org, that's Pat Wood's site, augustreview.org. Pat actually has been studying the Trilateral Commission since the late 1970s when I first encountered him. And he points out every president and or vice president of the United States between 1977 and 2008 came from the membership rolls of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. And that's every president and or vice president. It's only 87 members, and that includes both the Canadian and Mexican members. What are the chances of that happening by accident, or six of the last eight representatives of the World Trade Organization, and, of course, including the current one, Robert Solik, and then, of course, eight of the 10 World Trade representatives, and certainly we have the seven of the 12 Secretaries of State and 9 of the 12 Secretaries of Defense and the coming Secretary of Defense, John Kerry, all come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, this little group. I mean, how does this come about? Well, it comes about because our elections are fraudulent. And, of course, this is what Barbara has been working on for some time. And, of course, she's been very concerned about the last election, as rightly she should be. In fact, it was amazing. As soon as that election in November of last year was over for the presidency, immediately we heard about the scandal of General Petraeus, even though they'd known about it for many months ahead of time. So why did they focus our attention for several weeks on that scandal of the four-star Army general and four-star Marine general who had mistresses? That's not a crime. I don't agree with it, but it's not a crime. No, it's a diversion. The last thing they wanted was any discussion of the fraudulent nature of our last federal election. Well, Barbara has been working at this for a long time. I'm going to let her tell you what she did, information she's uncovered. And Barbara, thank you so much for being with us. You pick up the story and explain to people how once again, of course, we were cheated out of the chance of actually voting for a legitimate candidate. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me on your show. It's a real privilege. I followed you for years and all of your work, and I concur certainly with everything that you have written and reported. In the election, the fraud this year was so blatant that I've made the statement regarding Obama that I could send a third grader into court because the evidence regarding this entire man is a walking fraud. And so the abundance of evidence is so overwhelming that I've come to the belief recently that there's so much evidence people have just, they refuse to look at anymore. I think that could be part of the problem. The United States Patriots Union and the North American Law Center, of which I am one of the founders of both, we decided that we originally talked about a cease and desist notice for the Congress to prohibit them from certifying the electoral vote. All electoral votes from the various states had to be in by December the 17th. And the count, the certification, if you will, was to be conducted on the 6th. That is according to Title III, United States Code, sections, I think it's 14, 15, and 16.
That's the 6th of January?
Yes, the 6th of January. This is all in the code, the exact procedure to be followed. Well, we could not file a cease and desist because a cease and desist is filed when an action has already been committed and you're putting those people on notice that they need to stop it. It's like a copyright violation. So it was decided that a constructive notice would be the correct legal document, and I prepared a constructive notice and demand to halt the congressional election certification process due to evidence of substantive fraud. Now, this is not little mistakes. This is blatant, in-your-face, illegal, immoral, unconstitutional activity regarding the election this year. I sent you a copy of this notice. I don't know if you want me to hit some of the highlights. And believe me, what I have listed in this document doesn't even scratch the surface.
Well, I've read the document. I agree with it. Basically, this is a document that Barbara has compiled, which she sent and had personally delivered to every congressman and senator, asking them, at least a few of them, to join with her in challenging the results of the presidential election. So why don't you go over now? This is a three-page document. Every congressman and every senator got a copy of this document. Why don't you tell them what was in the document and, of course, your simple request to challenge the electoral results for the presidential election. Go ahead.
Yes, every congressman was served on January the 2nd and the 3rd. This was done through a professional process server, Washington, D.C. So everyone was served. You see, due process requires that you at least have a right to know what someone is accusing you of. Therefore, everyone was served.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Barbara today here at the American Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Kess every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Barbara, go right ahead. Tell us what was in this document you served on every member of the House of Representatives, every Senator, calling and focusing their attention on the fraudulent nature of the election. Of course, the thing is, they can't let the American people know this. If the people ever understood that most of what we believe, what we most experience, is all contrived, certainly they manipulate our emotions. They direct our concerns. They focus our anger. They make us laugh. We are simply like puppets on the end of a string. And until we can think independently and understand that this is all done because they control the media and they largely determine what we think and believe, until people understand that, nothing is going to change. Barbara, what was in this document that you served, which has been totally ignored by the controlled media? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, we served last year all of the secretaries of state, attorney generals, the head of the Republican parties, and I'm blocking somebody else. There were four people. Oh, the governor. We served each one of those people personally with certified return receipt requests, notice not to put Obama on the ballot until someone had certified his eligibility. So that was the first step that we took. The secretaries of state, I mean, I've gotten some letters that you would not believe. No one is responsible for vetting this man. Everybody shifts the responsibility to some other group, even the attorney general. I have letters written from the various states. It's mind-boggling that no one is accountable and no one is responsible. So that was the first step.
Well, I think that's because basically
prima facie evidence that unbelievable violations of Federal Election Commission law that regulates campaign finance, that regulates the donations that come in. We know for a fact, the evidence is overwhelming again, that fraudulent donations were hundreds of millions of dollars poured into Obama's campaign fund from fraudulent stolen cards using foreign contributions. All secured. Now, there are a lot of security measures that are in place when donations come in. Those were all just turned off. So this is one of the things, one of my favorite violations, and I'm just hitting hit or miss, Dr. Monteith, occurred in Florida. It's interesting to me that in St. Lucie County, Florida, there are 175,554 registered voters, but the vote cards that were cast in St. Lucie County were 247,713. Interesting where all those additional people came from. In Broward County, Obama got 99% of the votes. In Ohio, in a precinct in Wood County, Ohio, Obama received 106,258 votes. However, there were only 98,213 eligible voters in that same county. So that's he got 108% of the vote. Is that possible? No, it's not possible. We had, and I need to say that this constructive notice is the precursor to a criminal complaint and information which we have prepared. It's over 100 pages, and there will literally be thousands of affidavits attached. People would go in and push the button on this electronic voting, and they would push the button for Mitt Romney. It would all automatically default to a vote for Obama. I can go through the whole document, Monty. It's up to you. The fraud is it's not even sophisticated. It's just it's an insult that these creeps think that the American people are this stupid.
But
they could do something like this and get away with it. And guess what? They did.
Absolutely. But people don't understand that in many areas, far more people voted than there were actual people there, according to the census. And you never get 100% of the people out, except in some areas they got 108 to 110% of the people out to vote.
Here's the ironic thing, Dr. Monteith. When this notice was sent, according to the United States Code, it only took one senator and one representative to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. We need to investigate these allegations of fraud before we certify this vote. I was only looking for two honorable, decent men who care about this country as opposed to themselves. You know, this Congressman Steve Stockman, big headlines this morning, he's going to bring Obama up to have him impeached if he tries to use executive orders regarding this gun mess. Why didn't this man stand up in the House when this vote was coming up and say, hey, wait a minute, look at this fraud. These people aren't nuts. Everybody can't be stupid. We've got three states listed here. Did he? No. But now he's got some big hocus pocus about impeachment if he tries to use an executive order. Where are the men of integrity and honor, the people supposedly representing the American people? Where are they? They're not there. You know that as well as I do.
Well, I think that it is so difficult for the average American to believe that our federal elections are fraudulent. They're all staged. This is what they do in other countries. We know they stage elections in other countries, but we just cannot believe that it's happening here, and yet it's happened over and over and over again. And when are the American people going to wake up and be incensed? And these are the people who take us into wars. These are the people who have destroyed the value of our currency. These are the people who are about to plunge us into chaos. And, of course, this is what happens when good people are too busy to be involved in the electoral process. Go right ahead, Barbara.
These are the people that have done their job very well in repeating that we are a democracy and not a constitutional republic. And I might remind everyone the definition of a democracy is mob rule, which is exactly what we have now. The thugs in the White House and the government, I think they make the mafia look like a Boy Scout troop.
I agree with you, and I share your concern.
It's very
Anyway, not one, no congressman, no senator responded to the directive you sent to every single one of them. So what's the next step?
Further, add insult to injury, instead of doing this on the 6th, which January the 6th happened to fall on Sunday, so we believe that they would do this on Tuesday, the 8th, they issued an order and had the whole thing moved back to the 4th, cutting our time because we were contacting some people that we hoped may stand up. I'm sure it would have been a total loss. But that was our intent, to contact these people personally to see if they would stop this fraud. No. So I did it to get the attention of the American people. Did it? No.
Well, because
most
Americans haven't heard about what you did, Barbara. So for the American people, to their perhaps credit, most people have not heard what you've done. The reason I wanted you here today was at least for this limited audience to let them know, and we will get you on our other programs as well. People have to understand that our elections are fraudulent and that we've got to take America back. Go right ahead.
I said at the end of this document, as a result, and this was after I had cited some of the fraud, as a result, we must hereby demand that you avoid all appearance of impropriety and/or illegalities by ensuring that the constitutional certification is postponed until an appropriate and thorough investigation is completed into the extensive fraud existing during the 2012 election cycle. Anything short of a full investigation will assure the American people that their best interests are no longer a concern of their representatives and that said representatives are complicit in the most flagrant fraud ever perpetrated on the American citizens. And so I guess we have our answer, Dr. Monteith.
Well, now, what's the next step?
The next step is to file the criminal complaint and information with, we have picked 6 states in the country which are exhibiting the most flagrant fraud. And that will be, this will be filed before the, to open, investigations by grand juries. This isn't going into any court. This will be filed with those, grand juries in various jurisdictions. So we're waiting on the funds. You know that when this is filed, the gates of hell will drop on us. This is how they fight battles. They don't fight according to the law and rules of law and procedure. They will try and drown us with white paper. And if you miss any particular time frame, that's grounds for the whole thing to be thrown out. So we must be in a position to answer. We need attorneys in those various jurisdictions to handle their particular onslaught, and that requires money. So we're waiting for the substantial funds to allow us to proceed with this.
All right. Now, are you trying to raise funds from the public? How are you raising the funds?
Yes, from the Patriots Union, from our membership, and from various heavy hitters, for lack of a better word, who were trying to get to cover the costs of this. It's not a lawsuit, but for lack of a better word, we'll call it a lawsuit.
All right, fine. So now, how can people get in touch with your organization or with you?
Yes, You can get in touch with me. B initial, this is my web, my email, B initial, BKETAY at yahoo.com. You can go into the United States Patriots Union, patriotsunion.com. That's our website. The North
Let's give the email one more time.
My email is BKETAY.
B, that's for Barbara, KETAY. Go ahead.
KETAY at yahoo.com.
Okay.
If you want to just make it simple, they can contact me, and then I can give them the other addresses, or I can give you the website, NorthAmericanLawCenter.com.
NorthAmericanLawCenter.com. Go ahead.
Or United States Patriots Union.
All right. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all fraudulent. They're going to destroy America. We'll be back in just a moment. Here.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barbara Kittay, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. And who do we have calling in?
Yeah, this is Jake in Fort Collins.
Hi, how are you doing?
I want to find out if there's a phone number where I could send in some contributions, either to this North American Law Center or to this lady that has so graciously, you know, decided to lead a movement to investigate the true nature of our last election.
Okay, Barbara, is there a telephone number anybody could call?
Could you, sir, contact me through my website, and I will give you a number off air. Would
okay,
you mind
and one
that?
More time, get that. That's B-K-E-T-A-Y
at yahoo.com.
One more time.
B initial, B-K-E-T-A-Y at yahoo.com. I just prefer, sir, if I hope you understand, not to give a number on the air. But I'll be more than happy to give it to you if you will just send me an email and say I called in. I will contact you right back.
And that is B as in boy. Is that right?
Yes, it's B as in Barbara.
Oh, B as in Barbara. Okay.
Okay, there's a certain problem here. I don't have the internet. And I was taken off the internet about 3 years ago, and that's a long story I can't get into. But it concerns a scandal that came up on this President Obama, and they didn't want it printed, and so I decided I was going to insist on it, and they totally crashed my computer system, and I haven't had the money to buy a computer. But maybe you could leave a number
if you contact me.
Radio
you
station.
Contact me.
And they can contact, I can contact them and they can give me that number where I can call you.
Dr. Monteith has my number. We talked
Yes, you call me at 800-544-8927. I'll get back to you and give the number, okay?
800-544-8927?
Yes, And then if you will, that's my exchange. They will contact me. I'll call you back with the number.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless
you. Thank you
good
so
luck
much,
and,
sir.
Thank you for what you're doing, Miss, ma'am.
Thank you.
We all appreciate what she's doing. Thank you for calling, and we'll appreciate your helping her. And other people out there in the listening audience who want to help, why, you can get to Barbara's email, or you can certainly get to us. We'll get you her number. All right, our number again is 877-254-7524. And I think this is something that's well worthy of support. And you have to understand, first of all, that the president at the current time certainly does not have a long-form birth certificate. He's using a fraudulent Social Security number. He's using a fraudulent certainly draft card. This whole thing is fraudulent. He is not a Christian. He's a Muslim. He surrounded himself with Muslims. But, of course, remember, he would not be in a position of power today if the establishment, the people who really run America, didn't want him there. And when Barack Hussein Obama became president of this little group of the Trilateral Commission, there's only 87 members in North American chapter, which includes Canada and Mexico, he picked of those 11 of those people to become his closest advisors. Well, certainly, Barbara, what are the chances are that we're going to be able to do anything? How are we going to get this information out to the American people and let them understand that we are not a democracy, we're a republic, that the elections are not free, they're fraudulent, and, of course, that our leaders intend to destroy this nation and merge us into a one-world government?
I don't know. I ask myself that question every day. We at the Patriots Union and at the North American Law Center, we believe that one of the ways that we shore up our efforts is through the Balance of Powers Act. And this was prepared last year, and this is a state act. This is a model bill that reinforces and reasserts and reclaims the 9th and 10th Amendment rights, which belong to the states. You see, the federal government blackmails the states with their little penny-ante donations. They think if they give something to the states, and they have their little minions there, then they coerce. To me, it's blackmail, but you can call it what you want. They coerce the states into following federal legislation which violates the state's rights. They've done it for years. You know the old saying, he who has the gold makes the rule, thus the golden rule. That pertains very literally to the federal government. The Balance of Powers Act, to be enacted by the state legislatures, it provides the constitutional grounds for, I hate the word nullification, I like the word neutralization. And our Balance of Powers Act was different. You know, you hear all these people like the 10th Amendment Center, they have the states refusing to enact individual laws. The one that we prepared, the Balance of Powers Act, is a blanket act. You're not coming into this state. Period. Stop. It's over. Until we review as a state, as a legislature, what it is you want to foist on us now. You see, this Balance of Powers Act has a committee. The legislature establishes a committee. I know that to review both present, future, and past executive orders or laws that they're trying to push into the state, it's a monumental job. So what we did was have a commission or a committee of recommendation established by the legislature with certain members that had to be on board to keep everything legitimate. And that committee reviews what the feds are trying to force into the state. And they recommend by a simple up or down vote, a simple majority, either to nullify what they're trying to push on them in its entirety, or they could take a special federal law and regulation and remove certain parts of it, accept part of it, but not in toto. This committee helps the legislature. They make no decisions. They only review and give by simple majority vote whether the legislature needs to review this or we need to accept
this or not. Hold this off. We'll be back. Our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Our friends at Brush Housing Authority remind us that aging persons are especially susceptible during the winter months. Let's keep a special eye out for them during these cold days and nights, making sure their furnaces work correctly and that they have enough groceries and water. An occasional helping hand with snow shoveling can also keep an elderly person from a heart attack or breathing problems. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a safe, happy, healthy winter season.
Well, Dr. Stan back here for the last segment of our program. Our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But America's in terrible straits. And yet, of course, this is what happens when a nation turns its back on God and America's repudiated God. Certainly, you may not realize this, but certainly over we have installed nations under Sharia law in Egypt and in Libya and in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're just driving the Christians out, certainly. And these governments have been installed with your tax money. And that's what's going to happen in Syria when we overthrow that government. This is what's happened, certainly, in nation after nation in Turkey, where we replaced the military government there with the secular Muslim Brotherhood government back in 2002. We've done the same thing in Lebanon, which was largely Christian, a significant Christian population there. And of course, now the Christians under persecution because we've installed governments under Sharia law, which doesn't make sense unless you understand the real purpose behind our government is to destroy Christianity. Or at least the people working behind the scenes. And this is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Go right ahead, Barbara.
You know, Dr. Monteith, in conjunction with what you're saying, you know that old statement, the world is not my home, I'm only passing through. I believe that with every fiber of my body, but I'm a warrior. I always have been. I love my country with a passion that sometimes I can't even verbalize. I was raised that way. My father was a statesman and a visionary way beyond his years. And he taught me when I could barely waddle that if you see someone's rights or someone being abused, you can't walk past it. You have to do something about it. You have to challenge it, because if they can violate one person's rights, tomorrow they'll be violating your rights. And so I know no other way but to fight. And I know some mornings I get up and it looks very futile. But I'm not in charge here. I only have to do what I know to be right. And the consequences are left in God's hands. With regard to this balance of powers, this reiterates and confirms to the states what is already their rights. This is in the Constitution. It reaffirms that the Supreme Court is the original jurisdiction for any state issue with the federal government. To give you a great example of the federal government's illegal, immoral, unconstitutional actions. You will recall last year they sued Arizona. Arizona is conducting its own business regarding illegal immigration. They came in and sued Arizona in federal court over the state's rights. The state wanted to enforce existing immigration laws, and the federal government stepped in and they refused to enforce the laws. Well, let me tell you something. When they hauled Arizona into federal court, That is about as illegal and unconstitutional as any action ever committed in this country. Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution says that if there is any lawsuit, any debate where a state is a party to the suit, the Supreme Court of the United States of America has original jurisdiction. Now, these creeps knew this. This is all a delaying tactic. Every attorney who ever looked at the Constitution knew that this was a fraudulent act. They also sued New York state government because they wanted to balance their budget. If they balance the budget, it will require a reduction in state employees. They also filed suit against Oklahoma to stop Oklahoma from outlawing Sharia law in Oklahoma courts. The government has no business sticking their nose in the state's business. And if the states affect this Balance of Powers Act, it can stop them at the border. And no, don't tell me that the right to nullify was lost in the Civil War. That's a lie from the pit of hell. People spit out this stuff, and they have no law, no constitutional knowledge. They just spit it out there. People pick it up, and it sticks. It's not true. If you are interested in helping us out in your state, I have 23 states now working on this, various points of working on it. It's before the legislature. It's going before the legislature. If you in your state would like to be involved, contact me. I have the Balance of Powers model. We have a fact sheet. I have an introduction that gives you ways to refute idiotic and arcane arguments that people will throw at you. You will be prepared if you contact your legislator to present this during this session in your state. If you contact me, I will send you a whole package.
All right, and I think it's vitally important that we rally behind Barbara. She's been at this for a long time and certainly is doing a great job. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving to a dictatorship where freedom as you've known it will simply become a remembrance of things past, and freedom is lost when good people don't do anything. Freedom isn't free. You've got to be involved in this battle, either that or, of course, freedom as we know it will simply be a remembrance of things past. And ladies and gentlemen, freedom is under attack today. There's a small group, a very group of evil people who want to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. They're undermining our laws, but of course they have unlimited wealth behind them. And behind that are the powerful spirits and forces that I refer to so frequently as the Brotherhood of Darkness. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, these are truly Luciferian organizations. They're not imaginary. They're real. They control the presidency. They control every aspect of our society. There's only a few of them. What are you going to do? Well, we'll be back in a moment. Barbara, thank you so much for being with us. I want to get you on our other programs. Great program. Bye-bye.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Barbara Cattay, and I think that she's well worthy of your support. But then this is the time when I have to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We have to, of course, raise funds to be on the radio 5 hours a day. Fortunately, this program we are not charged for, but the others we have to buy radio time, but we do have an outreach across America. And if you'd like to be part of our family, the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, what is our message? Well, it's laid out in a book called Brotherhood of Darkness. And it'll take you behind the scenes as to who really runs America, who really runs the world, and then who is behind them. And you'll find this book is fascinating reading. It will impact on your life. And I've been told by many leaders of the conservative movement that this one book has given them more insight into what's going on than anything else they've read. So certainly if you haven't read it, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. It's an easy, very simple read, but it will provide what you need to know. And then, of course, we hope that maybe many of you will want to help us reprint the book, or we want to do the last printing. We have between 50 and 100,000 copies out. This will be the last printing of the book. It's that I will probably be doing since I'll be 84 next month. But if you'd like to join us in this effort, why, you can get certainly 64 copies of the book at less than $2.40 each. Ordinarily, they're $12.95, but there you have something you can give away, you can sell, you can do whatever you want to with it, but get it in the hands of others because you'll touch your life, their lives with the book. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, and we will not bill you until, of course, we are ready to actually do the printing. We're a quarter of the way towards it. It's $150 for 64 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness. And basically, then, of course, we hope you'll want to get some of our other material. If you'd like to know about the bombing of the USS Liberty, where President Johnson and Robert McNamara wanted to kill all those Americans, so they'd have a justification for going to war with the Egyptians. They wanted to take over Egypt. And at that time, why, of course, they would have succeeded. Only the Israeli soldiers, or the Israeli flyers, refused to drop the bombs on the USS Liberty. Otherwise, they would have successfully killed all those Americans. The President of the United States, Lyndon Baines Johnson, an evil, evil man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly we have a 4-CD set, my interviews with the survivors of the Liberty, most of whom spent at least 20 years living in fear because they'd been threatened and told they'd either be sent to prison or killed if they ever revealed what happened that day. The 4-CD set on the USS Liberty, we have 2 DVDs, one put out by the BBC, one put out by the survivors, and then a book on the USS Liberty. But the four CD sets would be the best thing, the place to start. Understanding, ladies and gentlemen, that they sent our men to be killed, simply to have them killed. That's why we sent our men to Vietnam. A great diversion. They killed 58,000 in a war we were never allowed to win. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.